Hey, everybody. Thank you once again for joining me for another episode of the Tamara Tamu Show, where dreams have no filters. So I am going to jump right into today's episode. Yes, it is another one for this week. This is one of those episodes, and I may say this probably about each and every one, but I get so excited when I have what I just call a download. This information, and it's not even information, but it's, well, I guess it is. These are things that just come to me very smooth each and every episode. It's never been something that I've had to struggle to find something to talk about. It's just, I'll see things, hear things that are related to what this show is about. Okay. And this show is about, and I know I say this all the time, but the show is about getting us, especially us adults, to embrace our dreams, to look at those dreams and those talents as those gifts, as a gift box, a present. Okay, that we came here with, that we didn't have to work for, that the big vision that we have for our life, we have it for a reason. None of the desires that we have, none of the goals that we have, we would not have them if we could not attain them, if it wasn't possible. And that's what I want us to remember. And sometimes, what keeps us adults from remembering are the seeds that have been planted, the seeds that we plant. And what are those seeds? Those seeds are our words. Our words are seeds. So the question that I want to ask you is, what kind of seeds are you planting? What kind of seeds are you planting? Now, our words, they can either plant seeds that will, number one, unleash the mightiness that's within us and also other people, or our words will plant seeds that will unleash a strain, a generational strain of self-limiting beliefs. Yes, our words are that serious. And I wish that, I mean, I think it's wonderful that coaches, you see a lot of coaches doing it, a lot of people who call themselves spiritualists, which this is a side note to me. There's no, when I hear that, I think it causes a separation between being spiritual and, being human, being a human being. I always say this, I've even talked about this on the show. To be human is to be spiritual. To be spiritual is to be human. So they're one and the same to me. But anyway, that is a side note. I'm getting off track. I'm getting way off track. Let me reel it back in. Let me come back in. So, I'm going to repeat what I just said. Our words can either plant seeds that will unleash the mightiness in us and other people, or they can unleash a strain, a generational strain of self-limiting beliefs. So, what kind of seeds are you planting? Now, I'm going to use an example that could possibly trigger, especially some of you parents out there that are listening. First of all, thank you for listening. But it's not meant to trigger, it's not meant to judge any parent out there. And you may be asking, do I have kids? No, I do not. But I'm still going to dive into this topic today. So I need to use this example. And this is like the perfect example. So let me get into this story. So I was listening actually to a parent talk about how their child wanted to audition for a particular part in the school band. Okay. This particular part is very competitive. It's one of those parts where everybody, if you're going to be in a band, this is the part that you want. Everybody wants it. And so, I listen to this mother say, she said she told her child to avoid auditioning for this particular part because it would be too competitive. And then she went on to, she was saying it jokingly. She said, "Yeah, I scared my kid out of trying out for this." So, I listen, and the whole time I'm cringing on the inside. I'm cringing on the inside. Okay. So here's the thing. I know that this woman loves her child, most likely, just like any other parent, good parent that loves their children, they have good intentions. And the idea of talking her child, or excuse me, she said she scared her child out of auditioning because perhaps in the parent's mind, she really thought she was protecting her child from perhaps frustration, perhaps even disappointment, or even fear. And I listen more, and this parent finally went on to say how it was hard for she actually, as a child, auditioned for the same part in this band. And she gave a recount of what she experienced, and she auditioned for the same thing, and it was too competitive and too hard. And those were the two words that, like, the two words that she kept using. She couldn't let it go. She just kept saying it was so competitive and so hard. It was just too competitive and too hard. I'm like, okay, this is starting to sound like a broken record. And here's what I want to do with this example. There's several layers to this. So first, I want to take a look at the adult in this example. This adult is so, like, so many people, so many people. So as this mother talked about how she scared her child out of this audition, she started to talk, about her experience. And I started to wonder, maybe she didn't get, I well, first I said this, what, or I asked this question, what type of encouragement did she get from her parents? Or perhaps there was none. Then I started to wonder, as she became an adult, what other opportunities did she view as too hard or too competitive? What other opportunities did she pass up because of the self-limiting beliefs that she has held on to? And that was just one experience, her experience that she talked about, that she went through in school. That was just one experience. But if she hadn't gotten over that, or if she hadn't dismantled those self-limiting beliefs, which I don't believe she has, because she has, because of the seeds that she's planted in her kid, I can only imagine, just from that one experience, I would bet money that there are more situations in her life that she has had, that she has passed up because of those self-limiting beliefs. And here's the thing. She may not even be looking at those moments as self-limiting. She may be looking at them as, oh, you know, I'm protecting myself. Just like she did with scaring her child away from auditioning for that part because she felt she is protecting her child. All right. Again, this, I'm using this as an example because it is the perfect illustration of why so many of us as adults, we push what we really want to the side because of limiting beliefs, self-limiting beliefs from words that we heard that were planted as seeds, okay, that sprouted into self-limiting beliefs. So now let's look at the kid who now has been told that, oh no, don't try out for that. It's way too hard, too competitive. What seeds now have been planted in that kid's mind? Anytime the child wants to be adventurous or just try something because it looks exciting, or they want to, you know, go audition for something because this is how they want to spend their life. They already have a vision for their life early on. Or are they going to talk themselves out of it because it looks too hard? Are they going to let competition, the fact that other people are auditioning for whatever it is, are they going to let that chip away at their confidence and just keep them from trying at all? If that child adopts that, then several things can happen. So if the child adopts those limiting beliefs, when they become adults, they can, number one, you know, move into adulthood and then finally say, you know what, I'm tired of making choices based off of seeds that were planted long time ago. I have control over my own self-talk. I have control over what I say. They can dismantle those beliefs and live life freely. Or that same adult will hold themselves, will keep themselves in a forever comfort zone, never venturing beyond what they are used to. And there's a lot of adults like that out here, unhappy, frustrated, always angry. Because they are in a comfort zone that is no longer comfortable. Or going back to the child, this is what I hope happens with that kid, is that they will hold on to their dream or dreams, and they will choose adventure early on. They will, and that they will step into opportunities just because it's fun, not giving concern to whether or not something is too competitive or too hard. That won't even be on their radar. It won't even be on their radar. So, again, this is not to judge that parent. I wanted to use this example to show, because it's perfect, to show how our words affect how we think, how our words affect the choices that we make. And here's the great thing about the words that we speak. You'll often hear, especially when people are talking about affirmations, you'll hear some people that will say, well, you know, even if you repeat something over and over again, even if it is positive, if you don't feel it, it's not going to change anything. And I will disagree with that because in the moment, you may be feeling a certain way, and it may be you may be feeling frustrated. And to go from frustration to satisfaction, there's a lot of resistance in that. So sometimes you just got to let the frustration play out. Just let it ride out. Don't try and force it to go. Just let it be, and it does go away. Because when you just let frustration be, that is the way that it leaves, not trying to fight up against it or pretend like that it's not there. However, you can be, I believe, my perspective is, you can be feeling a certain way. You can be feeling frustration, and you can start to tell yourself with a simple affirmation, I am satisfied, period. And do you not know that once you start to repeat that and say that, you may not be able to control how you feel in that moment, but you can control what you say. We can control what we say. Do you not know that after a while, if you keep saying that, you are going to that affirmation, you're going to start to really agree with it. And pretty soon that's going to be your identity. Then you can start to move from satisfaction to joy to fulfillment and on, okay? So I wanted to record this episode because I feel like we don't talk about our words enough and what we say within ourselves, what we say to each other, what we say to our kids, what we say to our nieces and nephew, it means everything. Our words mean everything. So please share this episode with everyone that you know, especially a parent, so I can trigger some more people. But I want to thank you again for listening, for tuning in to this episode. And don't forget, every week I'm dropping a new episode, or in this case for this week, new episodes. Either way, every week you're going to get a new episode from me. So I hope that you are enjoying this content. Send me an email, info@tamuinc.com, if maybe there are some things that I've talked about so far that you want to have me elaborate on. So just let me know. And also send me an email, let me know how this content is helping you. All right. So again, share this, screenshot it, share it on your socials, wherever you're at, wherever you hang out at. And yeah, until next time, cheers.